Coming up on episode number 498, it's Thursday night, it's cover story night, so let's do a cover story for Tears for Fears in honor of the birthday of Roland Orzabal, one of the two members of Tears for Fears, along with Kurt Smith. Got some great covers of some of the most popular hits, as well as a cover by the band. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is Coverville 500 Eve, August 14th, 2008. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you the music of Tears for Fears, covered in several different forms, from electronica to folk, even a cappella. And then we'll also hear a cover by the band themselves. Let's go ahead and get things kicked off with a cover of Mad World. Now, of course, the most famous cover of Mad World is by Gary Jules, used for the film Donnie Darko. And the trend right now seems to be to cover the Gary Jules version as opposed to covering the original Tears for Fears version. I found a bunch of different covers that seem to follow the Gary Jules version a lot more closely than they do the original, and this one is no exception. It was a request by Sean, who hails from Sammamish, Washington. I hope I'm pronouncing that one right. Sean, this one is for you. It's Mad World by Sarah Hickman from her 2006 album Motherlode.
All around me are
That is Jameson Parker with his cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World by request by Andrew from Plainfield, Ontario in Canada. Great suggestion there. That one comes from an album called Punk Goes 80s, a collection of covers of songs from the 80s done in a punk style. It came out in 2005. It's part of a series of those albums, Punk Goes Acoustic, Punk Goes 90s. You get the picture. Jameson Parker with Everybody Wants to Rule the World. And then we started off with Mad World by Sarah Hickman, originally from the album Motherlode from 2006. It's a cover of both the Tears for Fears original and the Gary Jules cover. It's a cover of the cover. Well, Bluehost is the sponsor for Coverville tonight, but rather than spend time telling you all about Bluehost, when you can go to my site and read about all the great stuff they offer for only $6.95 a month, let's take another opportunity to bend the laws of time and space and check in with our man on the street at the New Media Expo in Las Vegas. Let's check in right now with Brian Ibbett and see how things are going. Brian, can you hear me all right?
Yep, I can hear you, although it is pretty loud here. This is Brandon coming to you live from Coverville 500 in Las Vegas at the Bally's Theater. Dan Klass is on stage right now. He is getting ready to introduce the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd folks. And this is going to be a fantastic show. It's already starting out to be terrific. And I will bring you another update as we get further on into the night. Thanks for listening, and back to you in the studio, Brian.
Great, and thanks for that report. We'll make sure to check in with you a little bit later in the show and see how things are going. All right, I promised you a cover by Tears for Fears. Now, they're not known for doing a lot of covers on their albums. However, on their greatest hits, I'm sorry, not on the greatest hits, on their Saturday Night Marshall and Lunatic, they included a few covers, and these came from some of their B-sides from their albums. They do a cover, for example, of David Bowie's Ashes to Ashes, which I'm trying to remember if I've played on Coverville before. If not, then I'll save it for a David Bowie cover story. But I'm going to play this one. It's a cover of a song called Sea Song, S-E-A Song, and it's originally done by Robert Wyatt. Now, Robert Wyatt, for those of you not in the UK, was the artist that wrote the original version or performed the original version of Shipbuilding, which was a fairly substantial song for Elvis Costello dealing with the Falkland War, if I remember correctly. Anyway, he also did the song Sea Song, and you're going to hear a cover of it right now by Tears for Fears.
until your blood runs to meet the next full moon. Your madness fits in nicely with my own, with my own. Your lunacy fits neatly with my own, my very thank you.
still my touch and channel persuasion. I'm lost in admiration. Could I need you this much? Oh, you're wasting my time. You're just wasting time. Something happens and I'm head over heels. I never find down till I'm head over heels. Something happens and I'm head over heels. I don't take my heart, don't break my heart. Don't throw it away. With one foot in the past, now just how long will it last? Nah, 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 you have no ambition. My mother and my brothers used to breathe in clean air. And training, I'm a doctor. It's hard to be a man when there's a gun in your hand.
You know, there's that great geeky moment when you're listening to a cover of a song that you know very well, that you know backwards and forwards, and you listen for some specific thing that you wait to see if they cover. Maybe it's a guitar lick, maybe it's a little drum beat or something like that. In this case, it's that little mumbled vocal line about halfway through the second verse after "No, no, you have you no ambitions." And it's funny to see that they covered that. That is A Newfound Glory from their 2007 album, From the Screen to Your Stereo, Part 2. It's the second disc of a two-disc set that they did, covering songs that were made famous in movies. And for the life of me, I don't know what movie featured Tears for Fears' Head Over Heels. So if you know, drop me a line in the show notes. It should know. It seems like it's got to be one of those 80s movies that must have used this, but I just can't place it. Tears for Fears, Head Over Heels, covered there by Newfound Glory. Before that, Codename Sugar, with kind of an electronic version of Pale Shelter from their 2003 album Losing It. Great version there. And then we heard Tears for Fears themselves covering Robert Wyatt's Sea Song from their excellent 1996 album Saturnine, Marshall, and Lunatic, which also had a cover of, like I said, Ashes to Ashes by David Bowie. And then there was a very strange recover of the song, Sowing the Seeds of Love, titled Johnny Panic and the Bible of Dreams, where they turned it into a rap. And I don't think Roland and Kurt did any vocals on that song. It was all a female rapper doing the lead vocals on that. A great album to pick up. Even if you're not a real big Tears for Fears fan, there's a lot of great stuff on that album. It really is a bunch of gems. Okay. Before we get to the next set, let's go ahead and check in one last time with Brian Ibbett, who is at the New Media Expo, my future clone self. let's see if we can connect with him. Brian, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. I can hear you. This is Brian Ibbett again at the Coverville 500 concert.
Excellent. How are things going there?
Going great. The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd are up on stage right now. They're doing a cover of One Meatball, which is just fantastic. And pretty soon we've got Natalie Gelman coming out and Jonathan Colton and Chance and the Choir. going to be an absolutely awesome show.
All right, great. Well, thanks for that update. Good luck with the concert tomorrow.
No, it's now, dude. It's going on right now, okay? I don't know what you're talking about. All right, over and out.
Yeah, thanks. All right. Okay, back to the last set of music. So we've done some electronic and folk and some punk versions here. Let's go ahead and do a set of a cappella versions. Now, our first one is a request by, this was a suggestion by Chad from the Aka podcast. Now, he was hoping to go to the New Media Expo, but he is getting ready for his upcoming wedding. Congratulations, Chad, who's going to be getting married September 20th. And is just too busy with wedding details to be able to take some time out to go to Vegas and party with the other nerds. So he recommended this one. It's the Wise Guys a cappella cover of Mad World from their 2006 album Radio. This is brilliant.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. And their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow, no tomorrow. No tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Children waiting for the day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Made to feel the way that every child should. Sit and listen, sit and listen. Went to school and I was very nervous. No one knew me, no one knew me. Hello teacher, tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me, look right through me. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Mad world. Mad world. We'll be right back.
Shout, the song I think that led that Songs from the Big Chair album, that great second album by Tears for Fears, covered there by a group whose name I'm sure I'm going to butcher. It's Yuban Controllore in Tiefgefrorenen Frauenkleidern Kursche from an album, I believe, called Hardcore Acapella, but I'm not totally sure about that. That was a recommendation from Sven in Germany. Great suggestion, and he and I are working together on an all-German Lost in Translation episode coming up very, very soon. Before that, you heard the Tufts' Beelzebubs from their 2005 album Shedding, one of those great collegiate a cappella groups. And this one was just a dynamite cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World. So faithful to the original, so amazing that they could do all that with just their voices. That was a request by Mark, who actually even, I think, may have suggested the Tears for Fears cover story. No, he didn't, actually. It was somebody else. Whose name I don't know right now. But he did want to hear that and add it to this cover story. And then we start off the set with Mad World by Wise Guys from their 2006 album Radio. And with that, we are going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close, the Tears for Fears cover story to a close. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, coverville@gmail.com is the email address to use. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER. That'll get you to a recording where you can leave your message, and I just might play it on the show. You can also go to the forums or the show notes at coverville.com and leave your comments there, and that's more of a collaborative environment where you can join the Coverville community and share your thoughts and feelings with everybody around. All right, we'll be back probably on Sunday night with an all-request show. I'm getting back from Las Vegas on Sunday, so we'll just have to see what happens. In any case, getting close last couple shows before the Big 500, before the audio version of the Big 500 anyway. And thank you so much for your support and your contributions and all that. Your donations to get that Coverville DVD are fantastic. I really, really do appreciate that. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go to the show notes and you'll find everything you need to know there. You can get a free Coverville DVD containing the first, actually three DVD set, containing the first 500 episodes of Coverville just for making a donation of $30 or more. All right, we'll be back with the All Request Show and the Big 500 audio episode. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.